Hey guys, you're supposed to start me every time.
I get so nervous.
My stomach is hot.
What? She's been drinking tea and it's like 80 degrees outside.
Because digestion.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V
and AD. Hey guys, happy June.
What is June?
Yeah, it's been June, but hey, we here.
We are.
It's actually 6 months since it's 2019. I just realized that.
That's disgusting.
So my half birthday is coming up, June 26th, 6 months until the big day. I'm celebrating.
What are you celebrating?
I was almost here. My mother had conceived already. She was expecting. It was an exciting time.
For who?
For her.
Shoot,
I was excited, probably past the abortion limit. I made it through.
Hey! That's a good way to put it.
I made it through.
Uh-huh, you stuck with me. Oh my gosh. Yes. All right. So speaking of those things.
Right. Those things. This is interesting, though.
It's really serious, guys.
This is really serious. Oh, we getting more serious by the day.
Double standards.
Double standards are really serious because we deal with them like every day.
We do.
Every single day. At least for me. I know my main one is, oh, you're too aggressive. You're too this. But dudes get to be bossy and mean. And I don't get to be. That ain't fair. But the one that we were discussing, almost like contracts, they protect you. The contract protects you and me. So I was saying,
yes.
I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. But I was saying that the whole men and women being sexually fluid, being both sexually fluid, to me, I don't agree with. Necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a pro-choice thing. If you want to rock out with your cock out, like if you want to, like for men and women, I'm okay with it. But for the girls, I was saying the whole word, if that's what you like to use, whatever, there's so many like
words. Use a hoe. Ho.
There's so many terms derived from this being sexually fluid, but I feel like the word protects us. Like, we're not supposed to be having sex with everybody. And I'm not going to say supposed to be like, oh, you're not allowed. But it's like,
why?
Think about it.
Like, break it down for us, AD.
I am in my late 20s. And for my friends who, first of all, I know that are sexually active, they don't reach whatever point they're supposed to reach during this act. I believe sex is something that's practiced to be able to be fulfilled on both ends that you get right.
I agree with that.
The climax happens for men more often than it does for women.
Every time for men.
Okay, pretty much. Weak sauce.
All right.
So if you really think about it, why would women jump around to a bunch of different partners to never get it right?
Yeah.
Because it's something that you should practice over time to get right, so you both can get something from the experience if you aren't using sex as a practice for procreation, if it's something True. That you enjoy doing. Now, I do have friends who enjoy it. They enjoy the being able to be fluid and have experienced different people in that capacity because they feel like they're good at it or they like the experience or whatever. But for the ones who are doing it and can't really seem to see what they get out of it.
But do they actually enjoy it, or do they enjoy talking about it? I can't think of the other word. It's like, oh, girl, guess what I did? I was with Tyrone, and, you know, he was this big, and he did this and that. It's like, I don't know if you actually, because it's so hard for us to climax.
Yeah.
Our minds never shut off from what's going on outside of the world.
Okay.
So if you, like you said, have to practice, it's like being on a team. The more you practice with the same team, the better you get, because you start to understand, learn their movements, mm-hmm. how they, you know, go on with certain things. But if, I think if a girl says that she enjoys being with multiple partners all the time, it's like, I don't know if you really enjoy that. If you're getting something out of the sex, I think you just enjoy the, I can't think of the word for it, but
I get what you're saying.
You enjoy the
situations, the excitement, maybe the spontaneity.
The allure of talking about it with your girlfriends. Girl, I was with Tyrone yesterday, and then
Yeah. I would hope you wouldn't enjoy that, because that's pretty boring.
What?
Just being like with a bunch of people and explaining it, like, oh, I got ran through yesterday. Yay. Like, there should be more to it than that to me. Yeah. And like I told you, like, because it is so hard for us to get to that point, comfort, you know, like for us, it is mostly mental. As you learn, as you get older, it is a mental process. So if you can't talk to this person or be open with this person mentally, you're not really doing anything. You're wasting your time. And at that point, to me, it makes me feel as though you're just letting somebody do something to you. You get what I'm saying? It's like you're letting somebody participate in something on you, and you're not getting anything out of it, because you've never really given yourself the time to practice with this person to get what you need to get out of it.
True.
So I'm not going to say the word hoe saves some girls from really exploring.
I think it does, because they're afraid of it. They're afraid of being called a hoe. They're afraid of being called a slut.
Well, then that's what I'm trying to say. I feel like it kind of saves us. So people, when they want the equality and the double standard, oh, no, I should be able to do this too. But what are you really getting out of it? Because I know for a fact, and I can probably bet you all your money on it, that you're not getting the same thing out of it every single time.
Your money and my money.
Give me the money.
Because as somebody who enjoys it, I know that practicing with the same person has allowed me to get better. You know what I mean?
Get it right and get what you need out of the situation.
Exactly.
And without practicing for procreation. Now, if that's all you're trying to do, just get pregnant, that's a different story.
Boo, hey. That's whack. Overrated.
Especially because usually the rate in which men and women enjoy it, that's why I don't want to feel like anybody's just doing something to me. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, that makes sense.
You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I want to get something out of it too. So I don't want to feel like every time it's just, okay, let me get this over with. No, it's not exercising. It's not that. It hurts. It's painful. Something. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of things that come with this. So why would you want to be fluid in that way?
I got cramps afterwards. What the hell is this? Like,
I done broke a toenail. All kind of stuff.
Nigga, I pulled my weave out, and I told him not to touch my trash.
Right, I'm natural. My roots sweated. Like, this is ridiculous. like, seriously, if you.
So you approve of this double standard?
In a sense, yeah, I do, because I feel like it holds them back from doing something that's so unnecessary. And from the stories that I hear from people that I know, who I've discussed or who I've heard discuss their sex life, it's like, y'all are wasting y'all time being hoes. Like,
you are a waste of time,
and that's why I feel as though a lot of girls nowadays are going for the money, and trying to get this out of it, and trying to get that out of it, because they know they're not getting anything out of the situation.
True. So do you think that as far as enjoying it, getting something out of it, it only comes from intercourse?
No.
Or all the way around?
All the way around. Because a lot... No, I don't think it comes from intercourse, because what can make you want to explore intercourse with someone will be their personality. 9 times out of 10, you're not doing it with somebody you don't really like, or at least enticed by or intrigued by in the least bit. So for girls, we lead with emotions, whether we like it or not. We feel this person looks good to us, and you know, whatever the case may be. So
I have no emotions.
But you get what I'm saying? We enjoy, yeah. Oh, he's playing with me. Oh, he likes me. Oh, da, 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 da. So it's exciting to, oh, he did this. He went on his way to do
that. That's true. That's true.
We lead with stuff like that. For dudes, it's like, oh, she giving it up. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, she did this. She did that. She's showing me her. I know she wanted it. Like, that's right. How they think. Whereas we're like, oh, he bought me 3 drinks.
Oh, he loved me. Right. Yeah, we in a whole relationship.
Right. He took me to Red Lobster. Stuff like that. Like, I
don't know.
I just don't.
So you approve of that double standard?
Y'all ain't got to call yourselves hoes, but if it looks like a duck, hey, it walks like a duck. Hey,
quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Ho, quack. Ho. Like, okay. Ho, ho, ho. What a big toe. Right. Dip a dip a dip toe. Yeah. All right, so some other double standards that we actually talked about was the messy home.
This is so annoying because I can attest to this. People are so accepting of a man having a messy home versus a woman. Like, for instance, my brother's home, it's not messy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I hear one more situation while he was dating that people, the first thing girls love to do when they come to a man's house is clean up for him. Like, that's going to make them marry him. I don't get it.
Well, that's true.
They love this. Oh, I'm cleaning up his house. Like, it's fine. Ain't no man walking in your house cleaning it up for you. You get what I'm saying? They're going to judge you by the cleanliness of your house.
Oh, that's real.
You get what I'm saying? They're gonna be, 'cause for me, I'm going in your bathroom first. If there's a ring in your toilet, I'm leaving.
Well, actually, I'm going in your kitchen first.
I mean, most men don't really use their kitchens.
That's real.
So I'm going in the bathroom because
I was talking about for a woman.
Oh, for the woman? Oh, no, I'm checking everything. Y'all trifling.
Well, the kitchen and the bathroom are the most important to me. Everything else, I don't care about. As long as it's not nasty.
You know how I know a dude is clean, though?
That what?
You know how I know if a man is, like, clean, though?
Because he has candles?
No. Well, that helps. But that's usually, like, a woman's doing. You can tell when a woman's been in a man's home. You can definitely tell. The scents. Certain things you're like, this is cool, but you ain't go to the mall and buy this Bath and Body Works. I know you did. You can tell you didn't pick out the mahogany teak wood on your own. You did not do that. Okay, you're not fooling nobody,
right?
Because y'all pick up incense, them Walmart candles on the way out. Y'all pick. I'll give you the plug-ins. They'll do the plug-ins.
Yeah, that's easy.
Dudes will do the plug-ins.
You do a plug-in in a second everywhere. All right. He'll do a plug-in. You cannot breathe because there's so many damn plug-ins. Bahama breathes me one more goddamn time, okay?
But no, if I know a dude is clean if you go in his bathroom and behind his toilet is clean.
Oh, yeah.
Whew, that area scares me. If I drop something back there and it's dirty, I'm not picking it up.
That's it. That's it. It could be a phone XS. You can have it, okay? I don't want it. I'm
not touching it. If it falls behind that toilet, you can have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's another one that irritates me.
Or the wall.
But I would say like splatter this. I'm not going to say I don't mind a woman's house being messy, but there's a difference to me between being messy and dirty.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know what
I'm saying? Like, girls, I expect the clothes. Okay, a couple of blankets here and there, but
I can't respect it if you do not have kids and you're not working 12-hour days.
What if your kids don't live with you, though?
That's the same thing as not having kids. Like, if you, and maybe I'm biased, okay? My bathroom and my kitchen were always clean. The living room area, I cleaned twice a day when they took a nap and when they went to bed. If you came to my house any other time, there's toys everywhere. Now, of course, it was never nasty or anything like that, but I'm not cleaning every 5 seconds.
Yeah,
I'll clean 2 times. Also, with my kitchen, in the morning, I empty out the dishwasher. So I can load it all throughout the day. Mm-hmm. At night, I start the dishwasher. In the morning, I unload it. That, you know, so that it's never just dishes in the sink. It's not food everywhere. It's not like.
But I don't think I've ever been in your space and had to question your cleanliness.
I'm just trying to give tips to the mothers out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy. Clean while they sleep. Yeah, clean while they sleep.
Sleep while the baby sleep. They 10. Clean while they sleep.
Why they sleep? Why are you 10 and sleeping in the middle? You need to go get a job.
There's a sleep, I had a baby sleep. The baby is 6, okay?
Well, okay. I'll say, yes, you should sleep while the baby sleeps.
It makes sense.
When you have anywhere from newborn to like 2 years old, you get some sleep.
No, yeah, I everything. Understand. Yeah, that. Yeah. So I understand, because even my friend, like, I always tell her all the time, like, you're like the neatest friend that I have. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, she's always cleaning up, wiping something down. Okay, cool. And like the fact that she had a son, he's 3 now, but that used to drive her crazy. Like, oh my gosh, like he's putting toys everywhere to the point where she used to hide them, like try to hide them and stuff. You know, but it's like
let the baby play with the toys.
Like, I can't. And then she started to come around. Like, I can't do that. So I just let him run free. As soon as he's out, I'm picking up everything.
Yeah, and picking up toys. And sometimes you might just leave stuff everywhere and get it later. Like, sleep when he sleeps. When he wakes up and he's playing with his toys, you can clean up the food off the wall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. I'm just saying, it happens.
Yeah. Kids get food everywhere.
We always had oatmeal in the back of the high chair. I don't know why. It was always oatmeal. Oatmeal or like spinach.
Like, healthy kids. Ooh.
No, it was the other type of spinach. Oh. Fries.
But that is a big one, though, because I've noticed that, too. Like, women are so quick. Oh, let me clean up. Let me straighten up for you. But a girl's also be so quick to judge. I'm not taking off my shoes in her house. I'm not doing that. I'm sitting right here. I ain't touching nothing.
I can't lie. At the studio, it was a big deal to always have the place clean. And with the female interns... And with the male interns, we didn't discriminate on who cleaned, which most of the time it was me and you do. But if it was dirty, I felt like it reflected me, not him. It reflected the females, not the males.
Mm.
Like if
that's true, though. I was about to say, any men and women in the same common area... I can say that.
Yeah, because like, if somebody like, came, if somebody came in and went to the bathroom.
And the toilet seat was up?
And no, it could be up, but if it was dirty, mm-hmm. then it was a reflection on me and the other females in the building, not on the males.
Yeah.
Like, how can you use this bathroom as a female?
That goes into another double standard, the roles. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, like who needs to do what?
Yeah, that's in a marriage or whatever type of partnership people have these days. But
that's true.
You know, you walk into a man and a woman's house. What if you got into a marriage with a woman who doesn't know how to clean up? You get what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
It's always going to it's usually going to reflect on the woman. Like,
always.
Uh-uh. Why your house look like this?
Exactly. Because he works so hard.
Because he works so hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yeah. But luckily, I married the real one because he will clean a bathroom in a second.
He is the Zen master. When I tell you, waking up in the morning, you're like, what is something smell like?
Every window open, right. Every you got candle the air lit, purifier on. Everything.
You got the windows open. It smells extra fresh in here. Peppermint.
Yes.
Tea tree burning candles. He's the only one who I know that flipped the actual sticks into the fuser. Shake them out. Yes. I'm like, okay, kudos to you.
I married a real one. A real one. Because he will scrub the back of the toilet in a second. Right. He does not care.
He don't play by his sense. That's one thing I do know.
Oh,
but
no.
So you come, I'm like, dang, I still got coal in my eyes, but sandalwood smells nice.
This cashmere wood is delectable.
This cashmere wood is smelling like, wow, I'm like, okay.
Being overweight.
I'm over that. I'm going to be fat for life.
Make room for the big girls.
Make room for the big girl. But yeah, that is a big thing, though. Like, you're a big girl, and you're just a... buff dude usually before you lift up your shirt. Like, you fat.
I don't think we ever called Biggie, rest his soul, or your homeboy, the big one,
Rick Ross.
Yes, we never called them buff. Ever. Okay. Even with Rick Ross losing weight, we ain't never call him buff.
True.
I call him prison swole.
Well, swole is buff.
prison swole. No, it's not.
Prison swole.
You got little knees.
But I feel like he wasn't like fat. But you also.
What?
No, I'm saying I feel like he wasn't called fat. Let me say he wasn't fat because that was fat. But I don't think he was considered. It was like, yeah, they call. Fat people give themselves that title, but it's more harsh on women than it is on men.
Oh, of course.
It is. Like, that's another one. Like, it's more, like, women have more pressure on them to be of a certain size, stature, build, whatever, whatever, all this extra stuff.
But Lizzo is changing all fluff, of that.
McGruff.
Lizzo.
She is. But does she call herself fat, though?
Yes.
See what I'm saying? Like, I don't... She shouldn't have to call herself. Well, I guess that's what it is.
But I don't. What else should he?
What happened to big bone,
girl? All bones. You got big ass meat. Okay. What is a big bone?
What is that? People used to use. Oh, she's just big bone with a lot of cushion.
So what's the stuff around the bone called? Like, that's what I want to know. What is that stuff around your elbows?
Right. What is that? Oh, who got fat elbows?
I don't know.
I hope your elbows not fat.
May they stay bone. Why are we looking at our elbows?
Wait, what's wrong with my elbows?
No.
But yeah, so I don't know. I like fluffy dudes, though. I like the pot belly solid kind. I don't want boobs bigger than mine.
Wait, you want the pot belly to be hard?
I don't want it to be flubby. I mean, what? Like floppy. Yeah, like, I don't mind a little, like, I've been eating good belly.
Oh, like, oh, you 18 months pregnant.
Not that, why you gotta be 18? Because 9 be looking crazy.
I mean,
maybe look. 4 to 5.
Oh, okay.
Like, the pop belly. Hmm. Like, you can get to it, you can get to car. Like, I don't mind the solid, you can tell it's, like, in your, like, a gut. Like, I don't want it to... I don't want it to do that and make those noises, but I don't mind the style.
My grandma used to pull my shirt and go, "It's a bowl full of jelly."
Grandma is petty.
It's a bowl full of jelly.
Seriously though, that's not right though.
What? Well, a bowl full of jelly?
No, the fact that we have to be like skinny. Well, they have so many words for, like, big now, thick, slim, thick.
Let me tell you, the women down in Atlanta are thick as hell. I don't care what race you are. I saw a white girl the other day.
All of them.
I was like, does she get butt injections? Right.
Are they sitting? No, it's that cornbread, corn fed.
I don't, it's the water, because Shorty was thick.
Yeah.
And she was white. It wasn't like, she was like, you know, you could tell if you're like,
she been hanging around the people.
Yeah, like you might can cook a little bit. Right. You don't just use paprika.
Not paprika.
You know what I mean? You don't just use a little bit of paprika. You might use some, you know, season all.
Yeah. Ooh, Larry.
Larry. You might use that. She got the short haircut, dye red.
That bob.
Yeah, nose ring, okay.
They be loving the bob cut.
Okay. That is the white girl, black man loving haircut. Yes, it is.
Yeah, starter kit right
it's
there.
Like, okay, I see you.
Yes.
Tyrone is at show house.
Tyrone.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. But she definitely wasn't, she wasn't a Karen with the white girl, black man starter kit. Not having kids.
That's actually a good one.
When men don't have kids, they are...
I don't think they are anything. I just think it's not as pushed over as women. Like, they're not as pushy on men as they are on women, because we are the ones who actually make the babies. But I guess they expect us to be making them by ourselves. But yeah, like, I don't,
the accomplishment thing is like, I could go to school, I can have all these accolades, PhD, I'm going back to school, I'm doing all this, but when you gonna have a baby?
Yeah,
like, what do you mean? I'm like, I have a career, I'm doing really well, da-da. When you gonna settle down and have a child? Which always comes first before, when are you gonna get married?
Yeah. Now, even then, when you get, when you gonna find a man?
Like, yeah.
What?
It's not like, oh, good job. Like, oh, you're accomplished. Da, da, da. If it's a man, it's, oh, he's so well established and, you know, his mm-hmm. career and da, da, da. But when it comes to a woman, it's like, when are you going to settle down and have kids?
Yeah. Who was saying that? Ace Hood's, I can't think about her name right now. Ace Hood's fiance, how she was going on a rampage on Instagram. Not really a rampage, but she was just stating how she's accomplished so many things.
Yeah.
And pretty much when she got married, she was overwhelmed by the congratulations that she got from people, which she said she was thankful for, but it was weird to hear how people just thought that she should, or she was like ecstatic, or she should have been so happy because she found a man. And she was like, I've done so many great things.
It's a very weird thing.
Yeah, I've done so many great things before I actually became someone's fiance, but you guys seem to only care that I got proposed to when I've been with this same person for years and years. Like, what did you expect to come next? You know, it's almost like the stepping process, like the step-to-step process. Like, this was kind of coming next, but why are y'all so geeked up because I found a man when I've gone to school, I've gotten degrees, I've started my own company, I've done this, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, but girl, you got you a man. Life can start now. Like, wait, what?
Yeah. Like, you're not accomplished until you find a man and settle down.
Yeah.
Have kids. Yeah. And then for women who don't want to have kids, it's like, what? What do you mean? That's so weird. It's like, yeah.
Just like I feel like there's a double standard with women not being with their children's fathers versus men not being with their children's mothers.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, and it's like, really, ooh, is she going to cause trouble?
Right. Is she going to be a problem? You're doing such a good job. You're a single dad and did it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dad's at the park. Ooh, you're doing so good picking up the kids. Ooh. Like, girl, this is your first time seeing this man at the park and his kid's 8.
Eight, seven, and six years old.
You over here. Yes. Ooh, single daddy vibes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for women, it's like, ooh, you struggling? You need help.
Exactly, yeah.
You need to find you a man to help you take care of them kids. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pray that nothing, of course, happens to me until my kids are old enough to take care of themselves. But if something did happen, I pray that Yudu gets remarried.
Wait, what? You just went, like, real left.
I didn't. We were talking about the double standard, the single dad. I wouldn't want him to be a single dad.
I think he would want to try it.
Boy, bye.
I'm not saying. I feel like he would want some help, maybe. Like, really.
Look, help. I'm going to need you to find.
I don't think he'll be quick to be like, let me go search. Like, let me go find. Like, I don't think.
Nah, he'll just drop him off. So, right. Auntie 1, Auntie 2, Auntie 3, who gonna raise these kids? Yeah.
Oh, that's nice of you, though.
What? Hell, if I could pick her out, I would. She looks like a good mom. I don't care about you, right. Okay? But she looks like she'll take care of my kids. Actually, I might find somebody to put in my will.
Lord.
I'm just saying, I gotta be prepared.
Not right now.
I mean, you never know.
I know it's not happening right now.
Oh, no. I mean, not right now. I'm just saying,
so
like...
So, you going to pick somebody the same age? Wouldn't you want to be younger?
What do you mean?
Like, when you think you going to die? Like, when you 80?
Well, I pray to God. 80? That's so young.
90?
I mean, I'm looking at a good, like, 95. You said Wednesday.
No, I said 110.
No, that's too long. That's too long.
I ain't trying to be here that long.
I'm trying to see my great-grands, though.
Great-grands.
And possibly my great-great-grands.
Well, Jane, better hurry up. So I'm just
No, slow down.
Slow down, baby. You're going too fast. But yeah, that's actually a good one.
Yeah.
Single moms and single dads. Oh, what's the other one?
Stay at home.
Oh, yeah. Stay at home.
Now, this is not a man-woman thing. This is a black and white thing. So, if a black man was to be a stay-at-home dad, mm-hmm. we would look at him as lazy. Yeah, like, ooh, he need to go get a job. He's lazy. If a white man was to stay at home, it'd be like, oh, he is so, like, in with the times. He's just, it's just so amazing.
Right, he's a soccer dad. Okay, that's what they call him.
I want to be a soccer mom.
You're about to be.
Oh, on Saturday. I signed up for snack duty.
You would be on snack duty.
I mean, it sounds like fun.
My mom used to be on snack duty for basketball. It was fun. I used to eat all the snacks in the car.
Oh, my. I'm going to take one out of yours, but I got to make it even, so I got to take yours.
One from everybody on the team.
Yeah.
But that is true, though. Because what show was that you were saying?
So they were talking about it on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. And basically, Lala's character is married to a white man. She's a working mom, and he's a stay-at-home dad. And what Gary with the T was saying was like, but why? He got to be a stay-at-home dad and da-da-da. And if it was a black man, then we'll be calling him lazy and everything else. And I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense.
That is true.
Because we do it naturally. He ain't got no job. He needs to be out there working.
Right. He ain't making enough to support. She the breadwinner. He needs to be doing this and this and this and this and this. And when she gets home, if this is going to be the case, that's true.
And are we supposed to, like, as a man, should you feel like you have to go and be the breadwinner?
Most of them do, if you really think about it. I'm sure it takes, at this point in time, as the people, from what I'm seeing, it takes a level of confidence, courage, and security in yourself to be a stay-at-home dad.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of the pridefulness, the standards, the statistics, everything that comes with you being a stay-at-home dad.
But do you think that there is a double standard when it comes to being black and white?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Because a black man, as from what I know, is supposed to be going out and getting a job. I know my dad told me, don't shack up. You go get your own. Y'all do something. Do it together.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But I do think there's most definitely a standard. And there's a pressure on black men to be able to provide and to make a living and be able to give and do for their families, their homes. And that's probably why they don't want to have kids, or they keep running away from their families and responsibilities. Oop, message.
message. No, seriously. That's real.
If you really think about it, if they know they can't provide for the whole family, well, I can get a kid some money, but you asking for a lot, then the woman needs this, and she needs to do this, and then, okay. That's why they step back and throw the money from a distance. And that's their term of providing. You get what I'm saying? And I will say, a lot of black men that I know that are in the whole situation where they have children and they're not with their child's mother, money is valued over anything. You get what I'm saying? Like, for other people, it's time. They can come spend dinner with the family and it'd be okay if he's not in the position. He can come do this. But for black women, I need the money. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like, they try. Like, hey, you can come over. But it's very unlikely before that happens. They're usually asking for the handout of the money first. And I'm a firm believer in, if you set that standard, that's what it's going to be for the rest of your life. With your children. If it's just a money game with them, don't get mad in 10 years, 20 years when they're asking you for money still, because that's the relationship that you set for them, because you didn't put forth that effort, or you in the co-parent, in whatever co-parent situation that you were in, didn't take the time to say, hey, let's make dinner once a week if we're living around each other.
I honestly think that if men in general, and I'm not tapped into the white community as much, because hey, I'm not white. but I know for a lot of women and men that I know, family and not family, if you don't have the money, one, communication, which we preach almost every episode, but
which
two,
y'all still ain't getting right.
Exactly, just talk to us. But two, if you one, communicate and say, yo, I don't have the money, but I'm gonna come, I'm gonna pick up, you know, little Jimmy from school so you don't have to. Sometimes it's about pulling your weight. It's not always about the money. And yes, the money definitely does help. But if you pull your weight, like, you're not giving me the money and you don't come spend time with your child.
But that's what I'm saying. As Black women, most of the time, because we also have in our mind that you should be a provider, but they're not thinking about any True. Other type of providing. Like, time is, you can provide your time to a child.
But provide, if you're not providing the time.
If you're not providing the money in most people's minds that I've heard, even from young to old situations, from people who have grown children and still are resentful to their, you know, the person that they had a child with, because they didn't give them the money and they had to do it all by themselves. Yeah. But, so time is not really an option for a lot of Black men when it comes to these baby mama situations.
So do you think that it's not an option, or do you think that if they would have been open enough to be honest, I don't have it, but what I can do is this, this, and this, that it would have been okay?
It goes, I'll blame both parties, because it goes both ways. Like I said, I've been conditioned to believe a man is supposed to provide. So I feel like if I was in that situation right now, that's probably what I would be looking for first as well. I couldn't, like, if you really think about it, like, I'll be like, yeah, come spend time. But I'm be sitting there like, we broke, sitting here looking stupid. You over here playing with these kids. I need to go get some food. Whatever the case may be, because that's what I've been, what I've seen, what I've heard, what I know to be the truth.
Just for me in this day and age, I can't have sympathy for anyone that's looking for anyone else to provide for them. I don't care who it is. Period. Like, period. So if you have a computer or phone, like, you can make money off of Instagram nowadays. You can provide for yourself. And it may take a little bit of time, but it's going to take time waiting for that check from the man who doesn't have a job.
That's true.
So,
but if they're usually living in a situation where they're making it work anyway, but just because of the preconditioned thought process that we have from what we hear from people, you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
the thoughts that we have and what we're taught and the situations we were raised in, we were taught that whether the man was providing or not, if he wasn't providing, we were hearing about how he needed to.
Yeah.
If he was providing, this is what whoever you're looking for needs to be doing.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, other people are looking for time.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say, because I was watching Steve Harvey the other day,
mm-hmm.
and like, just a situation I know I'll probably never hear about or haven't heard about in the situation. The wife had children with her now ex-husband,
mm-hmm.
and the ex-husband and his new girlfriend with her children live with her and her new husband in the household now. And they're doing it for the children.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
Yep, tongue twister confused me too. Okay.
So the wife, ex-husband, and his new wife live in a house all live together, basically.
Four of them. Four adults and all the children.
Who's the fourth adult?
Her husband, the ex-wife's new husband. So there was a married couple. Let's just say Matt and Amy. Matt and Amy got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Amy married Sam. Matt met Ashley, and they all moved in together.
That ain't no for the kids. Y'all some freaks, okay? Like, let's call it what it is.
But the story was that
I'm with it.
Matt got into a car accident. He was incapable of doing anything for himself for about 2 months. When he first woke up out of surgery, the first thing he said, he just wanted to be around his kids. So that's when Amy said, hey, I would never take that away from him. Her husband agreed. They don't have any children together. Only the ex couple, they have children together. The new married couple, they don't have any children together. But they agreed. He agreed to letting him come into the home and to stay. A couple of months down the line, he didn't leave. He brought his new girlfriend in, who also had 3 or 4 children. So they all kind of just, it's for
First
the
of
family.
All, what size house is this?
Right. I got a big house.
Second of all, they're all real ones.
Literally,
they're all real ones, because to be that's able to yeah at that's its at its finest. Like, I look, if it works for you, I'm not mad at it.
Right, if you like it, I love it. But that's just, but that's the type of thing that I'm talking about with the communication. Like, hey, I'm,
oh yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't really talk to each other when it comes to that, because of what they are taught to say that they have to do and what we believe. So it's a constant, like, bumping of heads.
Talk to each other, people, and then move in with your exes and their new booze.
Right. Save some money.
Ouch.
Save some money. Build your credit. Call it a day. Black people love credit. Let's build our credit, people. Right.
We love credit. Black people love bad credit, good credit.
We're talking about good credit.
Build your credit. Yeah. Aw. Well, this was a good one. I don't care about double standards. Live your life. If you want to be a hoe, be a hoe.
Just don't call it that so you don't feel as bad.
Right. Call it.
Playing, but save yourselves. Save for the JJs.
Yeah. Tell the Twinkie story.
Okay. So I was trying to give, I was trying to give an example of what I meant by, like, you know, the whole girls not needing to really be too sexually involved with too many people. And I use the example of a stick in a Twinkie, right? If you stick the stick into the Twinkie, nothing is going to get damaged besides the Twinkie. But then she was like, where is the hole in the Twinkie? Where's the hole in the Twinkie? And she ruined it. But I'm just
thinking about it. All I'm saying is women have babies. It is nothing bigger than a baby's head. So I'm sorry, men. Okay, when you think you destroying the pussy, you're not, okay? Like, we push out heads and shoulders and all that other shit. Like, you're
10
not
pounds, 2 ounce baby.
Yeah, you're not destroying anything. It's already destroyed. I can't laugh without peeing, okay? Like, let's be real. I sneeze and I pee. I laugh and I pee. I cough and I pee, and I'm sorry, it's not because of your ding dong.
Dang. That's funny.
Is it because I'm big ass head kids? Like, it's just it, like, you,
that is funny.
You're not destroying anything.
So
take a watermelon and put it through a donut hole, and that is destroying. Okay. Do I feel some type of way? Yes, I do.
But then that brings me to my next point. There's a 50-50 chance every single time that you do it that you can get pregnant. I don't care if you're using contraceptive or not. Oh, 99.999. If it breaks, 50-50.
What is breaking?
The condom breaks.
Oh, everybody need to use condoms, especially in Georgia. It's too many AIDS and syphilis commercials down here.
And they have the prep pills. Like, what? Pre-HIV pills.
Yo, I look, hey. You cheat on me, it's over. I ain't never said that before, but it's over. Down here, you can have itchy booty. I don't want it.
I don't want it. But no, save that for JJ's.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. Double standards are for fools. Do-do-do-do-do. Baby shark. This was fun.
This was real. So we're talking about having a Skype watch party for Human Centipede. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Okay, so Jake and I, and a couple other people, but they don't matter, just me and Jake, watch Human Centipede together for the first time with a big bottle of wine. And Jake is the engineer at House and producer and songwriter. He's pretty cool and amazing, but shh, don't tell him. We're having a Skype watch party next week for Human Centipede. And if anybody's down, then we can watch Human Centipede together. And I'm just saying that because I don't want to watch it by myself because I'm scared.
Is it scary?
Okay, so Human Centipede is this guy. And he... what?
I can't think about centipedes.
Okay, so he connects... the first one, I think he took five females and he sewed them together. But he sewed them together mouth to butt. And basically, he like force fed the first person. And so you can imagine what happened after that.
I'm not watching that. That's
we
disgusting.
Are. Come on, let's watch
it. I'm not going to be there. I'll be sick.
Anyway, watch party.
Watch party.
And this time it's going to be 500 people.
Ah.
I'm so excited but scared. Can you watch it with me, please?
I'm scared.
Me too. I just threw up in my mouth.
See what I'm saying? I can't watch stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh. Ah.
Leave us voicemails, guys. We want to hear from you.
On Anchor.
Anchor.
Voicemails.
Voicemails.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Checking out. Peace out. Bye.